Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's what you missed this morning on Jimbo and Cassio.
Good morning. Welcome, Joshua.
Hey, man. How are you?
Comedian stand up live all weekend long. Was here last night, too, weren't you, Joshua?
I was indeed. Yes, I was. Thank you.
How'd that go? Good.
It was really good. Great crowd. Good time. Are we already? What are you laughing at?
I need you to dive right into the sweater. I need just head first.
Okay. Listen. I was told that your sweater looks like you give good massages.
Give good massages.
Yeah, and that when you stand behind someone to rub your shoulders, you make this noise. Mm. That's what I saw. You're that guy at the office who's like, mm.
I'm going to say, it's got to be office massage.
Yeah, yeah. It's the office massage guy. Like, no. The guy who comes up is like, how's it going?
The unsolicited massage guy.
With that real creepy.
Hey, you feel a little tense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're touching me.
Yeah. I'm tense because this is my first day at work, and I don't know you, man. I'm tense because somebody said, you see that dude in the sweater? Don't let him give you a massage.
Hey, but is this the first time you wore this?
And the last, so. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Christmas. It was a Christmas present from my mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, she knows his character.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. That's on brand for him.
Yeah.
So is it a bad sweater? Is it not a good-looking sweater?
No, you know what? It's an inviting sweater.
Is it?
Yeah.
I live to be invited.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you might be invited by the wrong people, but yeah. You know what? That sweater says, I have soft hands.
That guy moisturizes.
Yeah, my
that guy.
You got to be.
I moisturize. That sweater says, my hands smell like vanilla, man.
Everybody, Facebook Live right now. Yeah. Rocket Facebook Live is going. So we're in here. You can see all this if you want to watch us.
It looks hot.
Yeah.
It looks really hot.
But you know what? That sweater also says you should have small round glasses. You know what I mean? Like a pair of the John Lennons.
John Lennon, yeah. That's yeah. What I'm thinking.
Well, I'm getting some today.
Do they have colors?
Yeah.
They have colors?
And you know what else that sweater says? I have moist lips.
Moist?
You know what I mean? I lick my lips. You know what I mean? The moist lips.
Hey, wait. You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
What are you?
I'm a one-handed chapstick guy.
Look. Yeah. You got your one-hitter.
Yeah. He does chapstick.
Yeah.
He does chapstick so much that he can do it with one hand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How many tubes of chapstick do you have at your house right now?
300.
Huh?
Easy.
Yeah. Moist lips. We called it, man. That's going to be, by the way, that could be a tough nickname to shake.
Good call.
Oh, good call. Oh, Jimbo, moist lips. Moist lips, Jimbo.
Massage given, moist lip, Jimbo.
By the way, that's going to be some great merch. Just some lips. A little more.
Comedian Josh Wolfen with us this morning. He's at Stand Up Live all weekend.
He offers the chapstick while he's giving the massage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's part of the merch.
Oh,
no. He does your lips with one hand as he's massaging. Yeah. 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 I like it.
It's a whole deal.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
This is your new gimmick. This is your new gimmick.
We did 5 minutes on my sweater.
You don't know. You've got to go to the show tonight so he can rip into you.
Oh, I hope.
Oh, man, alive. Ooh. I did not know I was going to cause that kind of stir today.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, see, me and him, you know, we stare at each other for 4 hours, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So I know all his outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So today when he came in, I'm like,
This is new.
A new sweater, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas
so
sweater.
So you coming in and acknowledging it, because I was like, well, maybe I missed it, but I think it's a new sweater.
Yeah, no, it's acknowledgeable.
Well, guess what? I'm going to rock this look a little bit this winter, so get ready for it.
I hope you bring it to the show on Saturday.
Oh. God.
Woo.
Yeah, well.
Man.
Hey, everybody.
Josh Wolf.
Welcome back to
the show. Did we even intro you?
I feel like
we just cut the mics on.
Always funny. We appreciate you coming back. This is your return. You've been here before, right?
Yeah. Last time I was here, I came right before my special. I came here to run my special before I shot it. And coincidentally, I'm here at the same time, so I'm running my special. There's only one of two places I'm running my special before I'm doing it. So
sweet.
I'm doing it once tonight and once tomorrow.
Did you do? So you didn't do it last night.
Last night I did a completely different hour.
Uh-huh.
So if you saw the show last night, it'll be a brand new hour tonight.
Awesome. Joshua Wolf all weekend. So 7 o'clock tonight. What are the shows? Christian 7.
7 and 6:30 tomorrow night.
Okay.
6:30.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
You need an alarm clock.
6:30. You know what's crazy? 6:30 will be the one time these two groups of people meet. Some people will have already eaten.
Yeah.
And this will be the last thing they're doing of the night. And some people, it'll be the first thing.
Yeah,
they're doing.
Yeah. Pre-gaming at your show.
It's the only time those two groups meet. And they look at each other like, I've never seen you before. Yeah, I don't know what you look like either. It's the zombies and the... and the normal folks.
And the maze.
You'll
yeah,
be
exactly.
Your first joke at daylight. Is that? Are you ready for that?
No. No, I'm
That's
not.
That's not when stand-up comedy
No, is. No, 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 no. 6:30 is early.
Yeah. That is early.
It doesn't. The
we
one
got
thing,
things to do.
Yeah, but it doesn't give anybody enough time to get liquored up, you know?
That's self-serving for him. He wants us to be drunk.
Well, they'll pregame in the car in the parking lot beforehand.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay. Well, 6:30 also, like. The one thing I do like about it is it'll bring in enough parents who understand some of the jokes that I'm doing. I'm sure there aren't going to be a whole
you
lot
a
of...
You got a teenager now?
Yeah, man. I got some old kids, man. My kids are old enough to steal my weed. Like, they're old. So these are not... These are people that... They're like people.
They become...
Here's what I like. I like when they were younger so you could still trick them. Like when they're dumb... And you can just say things like, well, the Easter Bunny's not coming. And they're like, oh, no. It makes it so much easier. I remember people like, are you lying to your kids? Yeah.
They have to believe you.
Yeah. You know what's crazy to me is when people say, I don't lie to my kids. Why not? Why not?
Listen, you're in charge.
Yeah, you just need them to do what you want them to do. Like, why? Well, you shouldn't lie to them. You shouldn't really tell them that the tooth fairy. Why not? They're stupid. So trick them when you can. You know what I mean? When you're going to tell a 3-year-old the truth, he's going to be like, I don't really care. I don't understand what any of that means, man. Like, they don't know words. Kids are dumb. So if you can trick them, you trick them. You trick them when you can, and then when they get old enough, you got to tell them the truth. But I don't know why they need to know the truth all the time.
No. You're protecting them, really?
Yeah. Well, mostly it's for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like...
No, it's for fun.
Let's
yeah,
be honest. Okay. When you're all tricking right. them, it's fun to make them think like you really are pulling the top of your thumb off. They're like, oh, can I tell you a funny story? Right? Okay. So my son was easily – are you covering up your sweater? My son –
Wait. No, he's
pulling my thumb off.
Exactly. Yeah. You're fooling yourself.
Yeah. Like, what?
This is why it's fun. But you have to remember to tell him the truth eventually. So – my son, so when we got a minivan, I don't want to brag, we got a minivan a while back, and when I got it, it was at the beginning when you could start controlling the radio on the steering wheel. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I would turn the songs, and I would turn it up and down on the wheel, and I told my son, I go, yeah, I can control music with my brain.
Oh, yes.
Right? And so he was like, it was just a lot of fun, you know, keep him entertained. And I'd be like, oh, and I would turn and he'd be like, oh. So, not that smart. So, but this has. So, this maybe was like when he was 6 or 7. So, maybe when he was like 10 or 11, he had a friend in the back seat. And he goes to his friend, because they were bragging about each other's dads.
Oh, no.
And he goes, my dad, his friend said something. We live in LA. And his friend was like, my dad produced whatever. And my son goes, oh, yeah? My dad can control music with his brain.
Oh, no!
Now, I was in the front seat. I had forgotten all about that bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? And I thought, well, maybe the other kid, I don't know how old it is, where maybe all kids are stupid. You know what I mean? Maybe, yeah. maybe this still works 4 years later. And before I could say anything, I looked up into the rear view, and the other kid was looking right in the rear view mirror right at me, and he goes, no, he can't. And I was like, huh? And my son goes, yeah, he can. Show him, Dad. And so here I am. I'm in the front seat like, all right, do I just come clean? Or do I take a chance that the other kid is also dumb as rocks? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, huh, I'm going to give a run at this other kid not being that smart. So I go, yeah, I can. I go, watch. And he goes, take your hands off the steering wheel. And I was like, what?
He was onto it.
And my son was like, what? And he goes, yeah, the controls are on the steering wheel. And then my son looked right at me. He goes, tell him, Dad. Tell him that's not the truth.
Oh, you ruined him.
And here's the thing. In my brain, I'm like, I'm about to watch a piece of his childhood fly out the window.
Yeah, you are. In front of his friends.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. Dragged him dirty. I was like, yeah, dude. I go, it's on the steering wheel. It happened so long ago. I was just playing with you. But you could see him look at me like, all right, man. Yeah.
So he lost a little bit.
Oh, yeah. A little
that's
bit.
That's a piece you can never get back.
No, he never got that back.
That started it. That's when it was on.
Yeah, and then he started wearing these weird sweaters. And I was like, yo, what are you doing, man?
He said, yeah. That's your chapstick.
Yeah.
That's your chapstick.
Started pulling his thumb off.
Yeah.
Josh Wolf, stand up live this weekend. Always funny. Big time fun for the weekend. Great date night over at Stand Up Live.
Did you ask me on a date, dude?
I did not.
Oh, I didn't make sure.
I did not.
Yeah.
Is that Ted DiBiase?
Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We got a bunch
Nash,
of little toys in here.
Mean Gene. Rock. Seth Rollins, which is an awful one, and Kevin Owens. And Flair.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
Huh?
We interviewed Charlotte Flair on our podcast.
She's great.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Fantastic guy. He was here, visited with us a couple years ago, and was fantastic.
Really?
Flair? Yeah. Rick
fantastic.
Was great.
Yeah, he. You know what is crazy is that you can feel him when he walks into a room.
Oh, yeah. People. People around the station didn't know who he was and still was coming to the front going, what's happening here?
Yeah.
They're not wrestling fans? Who's this guy?
Yeah, but you could just feel. He's one of those guys. Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah. Amazing.
Go have some fun with Josh. Josh, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you. Just new to the show tonight, guys. I don't talk politics or social issues. My show's just about having a good time. It's stories. It's fun. If you have grown up in a family, have a family, were a kid, have kids, any of that stuff, you're going to love this show.
Hey, if I take my sweater off and give it to you, will you wear it tonight for your show?
Let me ask you something. Are you wearing anything underneath it?
Yes.
Yeah, if you take
Thank
your sweater
God,
off,
yes.
If you take your sweater off and you have some tassels on your nipples, just for, because that would tell me he did it just for himself. You know what I mean? Yeah. That means he's the real deal. That means he's the real deal. That means he just likes it for him. You know?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rocket 95.1.
Jimbo and Cassio.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, and we love our Stand Up Live comedians to join us, and Josh Wolf is no exception. Josh will be at Stand Up Live one night only, Friday night, for two shows. Josh, welcome to the show.
What's going on? How you guys doing? Now, I have to tell you, you basically Ryan Seacrested me.
What do you mean?
And then went, you Ryan Seacrested me, and then you hit record, and now I'm waiting. I can't, because you know how he goes, and we'll find out right after the break. You said to me, hey, we have something here that I got to remind you who we are, or something like that.
Yeah.
But don't tell them what it is. I'm like, oh, no.
Right. So when you were here before, you were here in January of 20, right before COVID knocked us all out, and I had on a sweater.
Oh, boy.
And you noticed it from our sister station. You were doing a bit with them next door. Yeah. You noticed my sweater, mentioned it on their show. Then you came in here and completely... absolutely slammed me.
You did the tightest 15 ever on a sweater I've ever heard. Now, I've took quotes. I went back and listened to it because I couldn't wait. Quotes were, he looks like the office massager. Quote, his new nickname is Moist Lips because he looks like he should moisten his lips all the time. And three, that inviting sweater means you have soft hands.
Hey, Josh, I want you to know, you so terrorized me that day.
You're going to love this.
That sweater got jerked off of my body and immediately given to the Goodwill.
Oh, you're going to give it to the Goodwill so it's somebody else gets that moist lip title?
Hey, he got that sweater as a gift from his mother the Christmas before, and now it's at a Goodwill.
Yeah.
Because of Josh Wolf.
It's at a Goodwill because of you, directly because of you.
I want to tell you guys something. Now, look, and this ought to tell you the kind of person I am. That made my day. Like, the fact... hey, truly, the fact that happened... and that made you take that sweater to Goodwill. I grew up with three older brothers. Like, this is the kind of mental torture that I dream of.
Well, you nailed it that day.
Well, it was a long play, but you won. You're just now finding your 2020 victory. You know what I mean? It's the small thing.
Yeah. I'm so glad I haven't lost my touch. I thought I was getting soft.
Josh, that's what I'll always remember you for. No matter what you do for the rest of your career, I will always remember that I gave a sweater away because I was so shamed by Josh Wolf.
I want to tell you something right now. That has rocketed itself to the top three lifetime accomplishments for me. So I'm glad that's how you'll remember.
Hey, you, here's how much of a win it was. You've napalmed the entire office. We said Josh Wolf is calling this morning. And one of the girls that works in the office, not even on air, she goes, oh, God, he's the guy that murdered Jimbo's sweater for an hour.
Yeah. You have a reputation.
Oh, boy. I hope you all come and wear your sweaters on Friday.
I can. I gave mine away. Thanks to you.
Yeah.
He's bare-chested at your show, freezing. Yeah. He refuses to wear any tops around you anymore.
Yeah. Just blue jeans and a bare chest. No tops, because Josh will shame him.
Oh, boy. Yeah, bring those. Free the nipple, man. Bring them to the show. I'm on both of that.
We're excited about you coming back to Stand Up Live, man. I don't know if is this first time. This is the first time you've been back since that January visit in 2020, right?
Well, no, I did a surprise show before my special because I needed to run it a couple of times.
Yeah, right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I flew up there and did it a couple of times. It was great, but I'm excited to come back. I got some really fun surprise guests that are going to be joining me.
Nice.
Is this an extravaganza show?
If there is some extravaganza happening. Yeah, I'm bringing some of the extravaganza from Nashville.
Yes.
So let me just tell you this, and I don't want to tell you who, but we're coming up on a tour bus.
Whoa.
And there'll be at least one person from a very well-known country band joining me on stage.
Whoa! Maybe.
Now you just Ryan Seacrested us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
We should have went to commercial right
We'll
then.
Be right back.
And we'll tell you right after this.
We're talking to Josh Wolf, who's at Stand Up Live Friday. Two shows only Friday. One night only for Josh Wolf. Tickets on sale, of course, at standuplive.com. Josh is now he's telling us he's bringing a well-known country entertainer, but he won't tell us who.
Look at you leaving your family right after Thanksgiving. I know you're torn apart for that.
They're hopping on the bus with me. Are you kidding?
What?
Yeah, I'm putting everybody in the bus for coming up.
Oh, this is amazing. Awesome. This is amazing.
My wife's gonna be there. My youngest son, Jacob, who all my stories are about, he'll be there. And when he travels with me, he comes on stage and we do a Q&A and we do a little act ourselves. I'm telling you, when you come on Friday, this isn't like gonna be like a, this is part of the Bonanza Extravaganza. You guys, bring your hats, bring your drinks, leave your sweaters.
Leave your sweater. All right, Josh, sounds like a fun time for Friday. Two shows only, standuplive.com for tickets. We got some to give away in just a few minutes too, Josh. So drive safe, drive the tour bus safe, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, man, bring your nipples out to the show. Let's go.
Jimbo and Cassio, mornings on your rock station, Rocket 95.1.